97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. I don't know what's about to happen.
I mean, neither did law enforcement up in Watauga County. Yeah, that's right, North Carolina, making it back in the national news. Shout out
to
the...
I liked the segue. I wasn't intentionally setting you up for anything, and you just, like, went for it.
I mean, Aaron, you rarely do me the courtesy of setting me up for anything.
That's true.
I have
rarely
to fight
do.
For everything I get on this show.
And well, you should.
But Boone Police, the Watauga Sheriff's Office, and the State Highway Patrol were all involved in a chase, like chasing a tractor, I suppose. It looks
should
like
I
this
be playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown in the background
probably,
while you're reading this story?
If that's possible, maybe we should. But this John Deere tractor got stolen on January 17th, somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning, which is prime tractor stealing hours, and then proceeded to just drive on down Highway 421, which it's fun when I read these stories making like national trending stuff, and it's from North Carolina, because I can read Highway 421 and just be like, oh, I know that road. That is a road.
Wait a minute. Is this the, like, 20-mile-an-hour chase?
It is.
Oh, I saw this. This happened at Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It happened in Boone. It is specifically notable for us. Now, just a tractor chase. Sure. That's a fun little thing. Of just like, oh, boy, howdy. Look at this slow chase. There are two elements that I'm particularly interested in. One of them takes place during the actual chase proceedings. Law enforcement put down a like, spike trap. Meant for cars.
Right.
You've seen a tractor tire. It just rolled over it, just kept on going. I feel like that's a wonderful piece of comedy. I can't remember what comedic thing it's in, but this dude, like, barricades a door. He spends a lot of time setting up the barricade, and then it just opens the other way.
Oh, you're going to be upset with yourself when I tell you where it's from.
I can feel me being upset.
Lebowski.
Is it from Lebowski?
It's from the Big Lebowski.
Is. Oh, dang it. Yeah, well, I've lost any credibility I had. But yeah, the spike trap thing reminds me of that. Second, when the chase, this famous 20-mile-per-hour chase.
And it was like, just like putt down the road.
Yeah, it is. It's a tractor. It's not going very fast. But when the chase eventually concluded, our tractor thief jumped off the tractor and had a knife.
Ooh.
Which is a crazy conclusion to this very slow chase. You knew the ending. Once the flashing lights appeared, you knew that this concludes with you getting off the tractor in some form or fashion and him springing off with a knife and getting immediately tased. Really is just a wonderful piece of current North Carolina happenings in history.
Wow.
I'm proud of us.
Wow.
I really am. How much time is left on Trends, Keck?
A couple of minutes. I do have to ask, does the fact that the guy got tased violate your rule against doing trend stories that don't involve injuries?
He stole the tractor.
Still.
I mean, and tasing is not an injury. It's a temporary embarrassment. Ooh, this is a fun question.
I mean,
Have you ever been tased?
No.
It's awful.
I'm sure.
I just wanted to
I'm
bring
sure it
that
really
to your
hurts
attention.
Like an injury would.
It's not pleasant.
I think it counts as an injury.
It does conclude, is what I will say.
All right.
Yeah, it's not a consistent hurt. It's just painful and embarrassing. Most people, it's kind of an unavoidable tasing thing. Most people are going to, like, pee yourself a little bit. It's just part of the experience.
All of this suggests that it's an injury.
If he had jumped off unarmed, I would treat it like an injury. But he did not jump off unarmed. He jumped off with a knife.
I'm not... actively disputing the use of the taser. I'm just saying
just
that
flagging,
it was an injury.
You're just flagging that someone felt
I need more information to be able to make a judgment call on whether the use of the taser was justified. I'm just saying the guy was injured at the end of it.
Well, see, now I don't have the time to, like, pivot into my other trend story because I'm going to be like, well, what about the emotional injuries of everyone who's sad about Google Stadia being shut down? But we can't really talk about that anymore now, can we? RIP Stadia, though.
What's Stadia?
Oh, it was Google's cloud gaming thing. You could play video games. You don't need a PC. You can just connect to Google's PCs remotely and play it. It wasn't successful. It shut down. And I had a thing to talk about in terms of like DRM and licensure, but we can talk about that another time.
Oh, wait, are the eight people who are upset about that the same eight people who were on Google Plus when they shut that down?
It is a similar cross-section.
They're taking off their Google glasses and smashing them on the ground.
Google glasses were cool, and I will die on that hill. But yeah, Google did make a tweet of just like, thank you so much for everybody who played with us on Stadia. This is a fond farewell. And it only got like 1,000 likes, which coming from the Google Twitter account, that is
low.
Dismal.